"For an hour at 12:30, she muttered, before skittering off to try and sell her spa experience to somebody else. I sat back. I had 17 minutes to wait. I saw her hand her envelopes to another kimono-clad girl, so I gathered her up. Her daffodil yellow ballet pumps barely touched the ground, I moved so fast. "Where are we going?" she asked. "Aren't we having a drink here?" I replied by bundling her into a taxi. The journey was swift and silent. Several times she looked up and began to speak, but stopped when she saw the look in my eyes. I hustled her through the lobby of a chain hotel and pushed my card key into the bedroom door. "Look," she said, but I put my hand over her mouth and held it there while I eased her into the room. She gave up all pretense of resistance. Her dark eyes got darker and she licked her lips invitingly. She swayed towards me until her hips and breasts brushed mine. I felt tiny electric shocks where our flesh touched, and those little sparks moved through me like fire, making me hot, making me wet, making me want to come. I put my arms around her, grabbing the ends of that stupid sash. "I'm wondering if this thing is long enough to tie you to the mattress," I said. Immediately she lay down on the narrow single bed. "Decisions, decisions. Should I tie her hands and leave her legs free, or tie her legs and leave her hands free? If I tied her hands, I would be able to push her legs open and tease her with my tongue,